This is 7AD. Let's talk cricket northwest with Simo from Sheffield. Hello, mate.
G'day, mate. How are you?
All right. So we got away quite a few games last weekend, which was a bit surprising. I thought, I know there were some games that started late and a couple of games that were washed out completely. And I know the second grade at Ulverston was washed out.
Yep.
But
yep.
Anyway, we'll start with first grade. So it's week two. And we'll have a look at Burnie against La Trobe, firstly at West Park. So Burnie, 6 for 300 and something, is that right?
Yeah, 6 for 302. Nick Revel made 119, which is a fantastic. He'd been closing in on that. I think he's hit 390s this year or 490s, 99 the week before or something like that. So congratulations to Rev on getting his 100 for this season. Top effort. He's had a fantastic year, Nick. And, you know, if his form continues as well as a few of the other Burnie boys, they'll certainly be a force going into finals. Their game got away about an hour late, I think, last week, something like that, which is a fantastic. I think they had 100 mil down that end of the coast, so that's a huge effort there. And when you get games away sort of before 11 was massive. So well done to the ground staff at both West Park and Wynyard. Their game will start at 10 on the weekend, and they'll play the extra half an hour through to 5:30 will be the go there. So top effort. 300 on the board with six overs up their sleeve to secure some more bonus points. They could put a pretty big total on the board, pending on what they do. Of course, they may just declare straight up when they arrive.
I would, anyway.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go to you guys. Now, you're playing Devonport Oval. You're five down, right?
Yeah, we're sort of five for that 60 mark. It was a tricky day. It's sitting around all day. Both teams, credit to both teams, tried to get a game going. The captains agreed that we should try and play cricket at least and try and make a two-day game out of it, as opposed to just coming back this week for a sort of a one-day type fixture.
Yeah.
And so credit to everyone, they got stuck in. I think we got on in the end about 3 o'clock and played a 2.5 hour last session. And credit to the umpires as well. They identified that the captains wanted to play cricket at some stage in the day. Mm. Should the ground and the safety be there? Mm. It was. We got on the ground, played cricket. Didn't go our way early. We got a bit of work to do, but we're off on a 9:30 a.m. start tomorrow, which will be interesting. It's pretty early. 9:30 to 5:30 play at Devonport Oval.
All right. And Wynyard against Ulverston up at Wynyard. So Ulverston batted last week, made about 250.
Yeah, 259 down for 255. So, again, I'd probably suspect they'll make a declaration overnight, perhaps. Not sure. But Josh Walmsley with another 100, two in a row, batting really well. He's starting to come into a bit of form, which is pretty dangerous for other teams, I suppose. Getting closer to finals, seeing someone like Josh hit some form can be a touch frightening. So, well done to Josh again on his knock. 9 for 255. I mean, down at Wynyard, it's a bit of a smaller ground, I suppose, in the context of our comp. So anything's possible, but it'll be interesting to see what Ulfs do, whether they declare or bat on for a little bit longer.
Yeah, I don't know what Josh is going to do, but, I mean, you could go in and bat for five overs and have a swing.
That's right. Yeah. Get up to sort of that 300 mark. But, anyways, we'll see where that plays out.
All right, so that's first grade tomorrow. Second grade, we have the two-day games. La Trobe against Burnie at La Trobe. Sheffield against Devonport at Sheffield. And Ulverston against Wynyard at Ulverston. Now, I know that game was a washout last week. So basically, that game at Ulverston, it's pretty much turned into a 50-over game tomorrow.
Yeah, so the Sheffield was the same one. Sheffield and Devonport was the same. So the only two day as such that got away was the La Trobe and Burnie game in second grade. The Sheffield, Devonport, Ulverston, Wynyard one. They'll come back this week. They'll be playing for two-day points across a one-day format, if that makes sense.
Okay, so how does that work with field restrictions? So you're basically playing a 50-over game.
And then you still get your batting points and your bowling points. So that's where the point system comes into it, but the actual format of it changes.
Right, okay, so those games, 10 o'clock tomorrow. Now, women, tomorrow night, women's first grade T20s. So I've got La Trobe against Wynyard at La Trobe and Devonport against Ulverston at Devonport, and your Sheffield girls have the bye.
Have the bye, yep.
Yep.
Yeah, I believe that ladder too, after last night's round, I believe that ladder is pretty much locked in. Now, Sheffield have unfortunately missed out on a finals berth, and so the other four teams, it'll just be a shuffle now.
Yeah, looking for
what's left.
A home ground for a semi.
Correct, something like that. Yep.
All right, so that's women's T20 first grade tomorrow. I want to say well done to Ulverston first grade, who won the Cricket Northwest T20 comp.
Yep, congratulations.
Yep, beat Burnie in the final last week. So then they go on to play a gala day against the winner of Mersey Valley and BCL League.
Yes. Yep, correct. Northwest final.
All right, and that'll be at Dial Park, not this weekend, the one after.
Yep, spot on.
Righto.
One more thing. Well done to the Cricket North West Board on the successful event of the Cricket North West Hall of Fame that was held last Saturday.
Yes.
There was about 100 that turned out. Terrific night. Well done. Congratulations to those that were inducted into the Hall of Fame and the inductees into the pool. But a top night, and well done. More so to Carla Summers as well. She put a mountain of work into getting that night off the ground and getting it going. So Well done to all involved.
Yeah, indeed. And just a plug for the under-18s, they've got their T20 Grand Final this afternoon. It was supposed to be last week, but it got washed out. So that's on this afternoon, 5:15 at West Park. That's Ulverston versus Burnie.
Yep, good luck. Cheers,
mate. Have a good weekend.
You too.